Hello, family and friends. I'm excited here for day three with Pastor Jerry Hagman from Oasis Church here in Evansville. And we are both honored to have the same pastor. Amen. You know, some of y'all may be thinking, well, what's a pastor? I need a pastor. You know, if you're in ministry, you need a pastor still.
Yes, you do.
And you see people, and God bless them, that struggle because we all need a pastor, a shepherd here on this earth. And Pastor Jerry and I both have the same one, Pastor Mark Pearl. We're both very blessed. Pastor, to have our pastor, because it's an incredible blessing when you get in the will of God and get in the church where God wants you to be. And
yep.
So, Pastor, we're honored. Our church, we're honored to have three pastors here at our church. So it's a blessing to have you, Pastor, to share the word of God. Well, Father, we come hungry
Thank
today.
You, Lord.
We're ready to receive, Father,
yes, Lord.
And apply this message to our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise God. Well, here we are again, and let's just get into the Word of God.
Amen.
Today, I'm going to read out of Exodus 32. Today's part, I'm going to call a covenant of forgiveness.
Amen.
Amen. And so we're going to look at this in the lives of the children of Israel and how they related to God. It wasn't a very good relationship at times, to say the least.
A little rocky.
It was a little rocky. They were all for God getting him out of Egypt and stuff like that, which he promised that he would. And by tremendous signs and wonders, he delivered them. And it said that when they left, there wasn't a feeble one among them. And they took all the riches of Egypt with them. Glory to God.
Yes.
Just think about that. Going from the poorest of the poor to the richest of the rich.
Yeah.
Amen. That's how our God does things.
Yes, he does.
Hallelujah. But like Brother Greg was saying, it was rocky more than once. And so we're going to come into a place where God basically said he had had enough. Amen. Hallelujah. And we're going to see how Moses intervened for the children of Israel. Now we're gonna jump in here at verse 9, and it says, "And the Lord said to Moses, I have seen this people, and indeed it is a stiff-necked people," or you could just say a rebellious people.
Mm-hmm.
"Now therefore, let me alone." Now apparently this was not the first time that Moses had intervened for the children of Israel. He said, "Let me alone." Amen. "And that my wrath may burn hot against them, and I may consume them. And I will make of you a great nation." Then Moses pleaded with the Lord his God and said, "Lord, why does your wrath burn hot against your people, whom you have brought out of the land of Egypt with great power and with a mighty hand? Why should the Egyptians speak and say, 'He brought them out to harm them, to kill them in the mountains, and to consume them from the face of the earth'? Turn from your fierce wrath and relent from this harm of your people." Now listen to what he says in verse 13. "Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel," or Jacob, "your servants, to whom you have swore by your own self and said to them, 'I will multiply your descendants as the stars of heaven, and all this land that I have spoken of, I give to your descendants, and they shall inherit it forever.'" Then verse 14 says this, "So the Lord relented from the harm which he said he would do to his people." Glory to God.
Yes.
Amen. Thank
Amen.
God for an intercessor.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Woo, I'm telling you, this is a powerful block of scripture here. Amen. Because the thing was that by rights, God had every right to destroy them. They
yep.
would not listen to him.
Yep.
They were constantly murmuring against him and his servants.
Yep.
Amen.
Amen.
Moses and Aaron. They were idolaters. They were setting up. Well, matter of fact, if you go back up to the beginning of the 32nd chapter, they had formed a golden calf and were worshiping it. Amen.
Yep.
After everything that God had done,
yeah.
they were still absolutely rebellious against him. And so by natural thinking and natural rights, go ahead, burn them. Get rid of them. I'll just start all over again. Moses, I'll start with you. because he knew he was a righteous man. He knew that he was meek. Amen. And I'll just start with you. And Moses pleaded with him, said, Lord, don't do this. Yeah. Don't let your enemy say, yeah, I seen what he was doing. It ain't going to be right. Amen. But then he says this in verse 13. He said, remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. Now, why would he tell him that? Because if you go back to Genesis chapter 17 on through, you're going to find out that God cut covenant with Abraham. And he said, I will make many nations. He made a covenant with him.
Yep.
And as unhappy, I'll just say it that way, as unhappy as God was with them, when he said, remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, that changed the whole complexion of everything. That stopped it right there because he made covenant with them. Yeah. Amen. Now, a lot of people don't understand what covenant's all about anymore. They just think, well, you know, you go into a subdivision, they have covenants. And all they are is don't do this, you can't do that, you can't do this, and that, and that, and that.
Yeah.
Amen? And so they don't really want anything to do with them. But a covenant that was made with God to Abraham was a covenant of blessing.
Yep.
It was a covenant of blessing. He did not want Abraham to go through the rest of his life serving him and not having anything to show for it.
Yep.
Amen?
That's right.
And so this was not just for these three men, but their descendants after them. Well, the children of Israel that were there at that time, they were descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. Amen?
Yep.
And so he saw that, he remembered that, and because of that, okay, you're right, I'm not going to do it. Amen.
Amen.
What a absolute phenomenal thing that one man bringing to God's remembrance something that he'd done. Now, it's not that God had forgotten that he had made covenant with them.
Right.
It's not that at all. Yeah. It's just the idea that their man remembered what God had done.
Yeah.
And he used it to save the people.
Yep.
Amen?
Amen.
Because God is a God of love. We find that in 1 John 4:16, it says that God is love. Amen? It's who he is.
Yep.
God is love. It's not that he just loves. He is love.
Yep.
Amen? And 1 John 4:19 tells us this. It says, we love him because he first loved us.
Yep.
Man, isn't that amazing?
Yep.
Hallelujah. Amen. Calling us in even when we weren't the best people that there were.
Right.
Amen? Hallelujah. And so I want to really make this point real quick because the covenant that he made with these men was the first covenant. Now, Hebrews 8:6 says this, that we have a better covenant established on better promises.
Yes, we do.
People now, you and me, Brother Greg, you and me and any listener who is listening to this who is born again, we have a better covenant.
Yes, we do.
That was based on better promises because it is not based on the blood of bulls and goats anymore. It is based on the blood of Jesus Christ.
That's right.
And that's how we get into this. That's why God would never, ever destroy us because the blood of his own son made a way for us.
Yeah.
Amen. He is the door that we can come into the very throne room of God. Amen.
Pastor Jerry, I know we're just about out of time here. I'm going to be praying in a second, but just the Holy Spirit brought on my remembrance how the love that Moses had for those people.
Yes.
Because in the natural, he probably just go ahead and burn them up.
Yeah.
They were a pain in the rear end for
they
Moses.
Were. Yes.
But the love he had for those people, you bring that through the blood of Calvary, for you and I, the love that we should have for other people that maybe aren't so nice to us at work or in our neighborhood.
Amen.
To share Jesus with those. Maybe somebody out there that means something to you, because I know it means something to me that that's one of the God's examples in the Old Testament, the love that Moses had for his people. If you would pray that.
Amen. Well, Father God, we thank you today as we pray for the people that your love is never ending.
Yes.
That your love is not based on our performance, but your love is based on the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes. And so we thank you and praise you for the goodness of God, like we talked about the other day in Psalm 145. It says that you're full of compassion.
Yes, you are.
Amen. Yes. Tender-hearted. Yes. Glory to God. And this is who you are. And so we receive that. We will not receive the report that the enemy would try to make us think that you are a God of vengeance. You are not a God of vengeance toward us. You are a God of vengeance toward our enemies. And we give you all the glory and the praise for that in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Pastor Jerry, we're looking forward to tomorrow. And folks, you can contact Pastor Jerry at myoasischurch.com. And I encourage you to do so. You know, I did a podcast here a little while back on encouragement, and it's so important in the body of Christ that we encourage one another, you know, because going through this life on this earth, there's ups and downs in the natural, and Amen. It's important to encourage one another. So we're looking forward to tomorrow, and folks, we love you all. More importantly, God loves you all, and please go talk to someone about Jesus today, and remember, Jesus thought about you on the cross at Calvary, and he's coming back soon.
Amen.